welcome to another episode of the VRMA Arrival Podcast. I'm your host, Alexa Schlosser, editor of VRMA's publications. And here with me today is Dave Pyatt, founder and CEO of 365 Villas. Hope you enjoy our conversation. So hi, Dave. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Alexa. It's a pleasure. Thanks for your time.
Yeah. So we might as well just jump right in. I was hoping you could kind of share with us the journey that led you to found 365 Villas and how your background in technology kind of influenced its development.
Yeah, sure. So yeah, exactly. My background is in tech. I worked in tech for a lot of years, a good decade and a half before I came to this industry. I'd had some successful startup in a tech business as a junior partner early on, and then spent a lot of time in big corporate around the world in various roles across various technology domains. And around 2008, I acquired my own vacation rental and had to come to grips with that. And being a technologist myself, I looked at my options and I felt there was a better way. There are others in the industry who have come up through the same path, but that was certainly my path. But three things have really helped me. One is sort of that technology background, being very international, and being process oriented has really helped me a lot with this business. So 365 Villas, I guess, really was probably born on the drawing board in 2010. Mm-hmm. And initially we were chasing, because I was an owner manager myself, we were chasing that market. And we spent a number of years building something pretty good facing that market, but really the market wasn't ready for it. The owners weren't really ready for it. And what we found was we had some traction there, but small portfolio managers found us, sort of grew up through them, starting with the small ones, then the medium ones, and now the large ones. And now today it's regular practice for us to support property managers with several hundred properties around the world. So that's great. Sort of a quick introduction to our history.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, a lot of people who found companies in this business do start as, you know, they start owning vacation rentals, and then they're like, here's a problem that I've run across that I'd want to help solve. What exactly, what were the challenges that you were seeing as a property manager that where you were like, I need help with this. I need to figure this out.
Yeah, sure. Well, first of all, as an owner, the property managers have also, technology has evolved a lot. Property managers have evolved a lot. Everyone everywhere has gotten a whole lot smarter. But my particular property is on the Big Island of Hawaii, and the property managers available to me really couldn't provide what I wanted. So that's what drove me to move into technology. And back then it was a manual tools game, wasn't it? It still is for some people, actually. But it really was then. Everything was disparate. Every tool that you might need was separate. And the economics just didn't add up. So obviously the direction was a purpose-built platform that integrates as much of it as possible in a reasonable, cohesive way that looks nice and is easy to use.
Yeah.
So that was the challenge back then.
Yeah. So I guess when a property manager today is trying to figure out what the right software is for them, what are some of the factors they might think through to like help make that decision?
It's a great question.
Yeah.
So the good news to that question is the choices are out there. It's taken a long time, I think, for our industry to really mature, but in many ways, it's arrived. We used to call it a cottage industry not too long ago. Mm-hmm. I don't think it is that anymore. It's still fragmented, but it's a very, from the property manager's perspective, the market is very crowded in terms of options. Mm-hmm. So I think the first big challenge that someone looking for new property management software might have is just, the market is so crowded. How do I know what to choose? And I think, there are a couple of tips are, it is crowded. There's a lot of latecomers. There are a lot of niche providers. There's good, there's not so good, there's bad, et cetera. Number one, look for, you're going to want a platform that's fairly comprehensive, obviously. Even if you don't feel that way in the beginning when you're fairly small, as you grow, you're going to need that. Mm-hmm. So you want a comprehensive platform and you want something that's been around for a while. So we like to think of ourselves at 365 Villas as sort of in that Goldilocks space. You don't want something that's so old that it's hopelessly out of date, but you don't want something so new that it just doesn't have the depth and breadth that you want. So you want something with a bit of a track record. And another thing that we really push and emphasize really hard is usability, right? Because as the system builds out, and becomes more and more comprehensive, it's also easy for it to slip in other areas, such as user friendliness. And it can get buggy, et cetera. So you want to look across the whole spectrum of things. Feature functionality that's comprehensive, it's user-friendly and looks nice. It's not buggy, it works well. In other words, quality control is there. Mm-hmm. And then obviously, you want a good support behind all of that, because PMSs are not, they're value-added technologies. So they're more on the complex side of things in terms of the workflow that they cater to. So
Is there sort of sweet spot for amount of properties and a property manager would want to use, like for your software specifically?
So our software, we have users from 5 to 350. Gotcha. And it's not easy to pull that off as a provider.
Yeah.
But you sort of have to if you really want to grow, et cetera. And our vision is to help our property managers grow, right? So even if somebody's only at 5, 10, 15 properties today, not everyone, but a lot of property managers, they do have a vision to have 50 properties a year from, and maybe 3 years from now, a few hundred properties. And so you also want a platform that can you can grow with, that can grow with you and scale together.
Makes sense. Yeah. So once the property manager has chosen the piece of software that they want to use, how do they maximize the effectiveness of that use and make sure that they're, whether that's for 365 or another software, just how do they make sure that they're utilizing it to the best of their ability?
Yeah, that's another great question. So probably most people, by the time they've chosen, they've invested a fair amount into that process. Mm-hmm. They've looked at a number of different solutions. They've spent time with the different providers. They've done the demos, et cetera. So having made those investments and getting to the point of taking a decision, the next thing is to really embrace and take advantage of that provider's onboarding process, their training.
Yeah.
Most of us will try to condense it into a very nicely organized 1 month, 30 days sort of training throughout that period, because if it gets much longer, people lose their attention spans and so forth. But a lot of us, 365 Villas included, yes, we have a set onboarding process. It's nicely structured, et cetera, but we will throw as much training at you as you want. Mm-hmm. In our case, it's free, but whatever the circumstances are, try to get the most out of that provider's training program as you can. And don't, if you've got more people on your team than just yourself or a few people, get as many people involved in that process so that you don't have the single weakest link in your company, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And the reason I recommend that, and it is one of the biggest pitfalls I think that we see, is because despite what I said about that 30-day window, after that point, we try to encourage them to continue pushing themselves, and some do, and it's really impressive when they do, but they tend to plateau. And this is one of the biggest mistakes I think people can make with PMS systems. They're making the investment. The PMS systems have really arrived. They're getting more and more comprehensive all the time. But it wouldn't surprise me if the typical property manager out there, if they're using a good comprehensive system, is probably only leveraging about 50% of it.
Yeah.
So that's what I would say. Embrace the training, learn the solution as much as possible, but also when the training is over, don't stop.
Yeah. I feel like that's key, because they spend so much time, choosing the technology they want and learning just how to use, the basics for why they wanted to have it. But it really is a waste if you're not using that time and all that time you spent to make sure you're making the most of it. I think it, I feel like they're like, well, I got through the hard part of making this decision and now I have my PMS. And so I'm all good, but it's easy to get complacent, I think, in that scenario.
That's the word. Yeah. We're all human. It's easy to get complacent.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah, I wanted to kind of shift into the kind of trends that maybe we're seeing in the industry of kind of from short stay to long stay rentals and how PMS can help out with that and just to adapt to that trend.
Yeah, sure. PMS can do a lot if it's built for it. And there's an interesting question about the trend. We think it's a trend. It certainly was a trend sort of the last 3 years when the world was severely disrupted. We saw that trend emerge and we acted on it. And I'll tell you a bit more about that in a second. I think, though, as a permanent long-term trend, it has yet to present itself. I think it's it's there and I think it will come. Brian Chesky of Airbnb announced, I think, sort of end of last year that that was one of their key areas for growth next year, is that long-term stays. So that was really interesting. In terms of how a PMS can help. So like I said, we saw this potential trend emerge. We jumped on it. It took us a lot longer than we thought to really build out this part of the workflow. But we did it. It took us more than, a year. And what we found is the critical area in terms of the difference, the distinctions between short stay and long stay in terms of a PM's need and the technology they use, much of it, most of it is built around the area of payments. Okay. So in the short stay model, however you slice and dice the payments, basically by arrival, everything's done. Right.
Yeah.
But, and then you have the deposit or you don't have the deposit, depending on how you work and the insurance, et cetera. But for longer stays, what this really is it's more of a service department model, isn't it? And sometimes those longer stays can be predefined in terms of the period. Sometimes they can be open-ended. Right. So it really is that service department model. And so what we found is the key thing there that's different is the payment logic and being able to sort of completely take it from the front end and move it maybe even up to the point of arrival. It starts and then it's ongoing from that point to a specific endpoint or in an indefinite basis. So once you incorporate that workflow and then address everything else that impacts, you're pretty well there. And for a number of years, not so much recently, but for a number of years, we would have people working in the service department space come to us, A, because they were interested in getting into the vacation rental arena, and B, because their market had matured much earlier and the systems that they had were older, more rigid, didn't have the flexibility that they thought some of us over in the vacation rental space did. And in the past, we didn't have answers for them. And now we do. So just to finish this thread, when we talk about trends, whether the trend materializes in a big way or not, and I do think it will, it's still a huge opportunity for vacation rental property managers who want to diversify. Their business model, who want to expand their portfolio so that it can flexibly support either short stay a la vacation rental or city stays or whatever into a service department type model. So so look for a PMS that can do that. And I'm pleased to say we're one of them. We're quietly one of them at the moment. yes.
That leads well into my next question of like, how can a PMS help a property manager grow? You said you can do from 5 properties to 350 properties. So, but what if a property manager with just a few properties really is looking to utilize technology to grow? Like, what can they expect to be possible for them through the PMS?
Yeah, sure. So, a couple of things. So, I think we already touched on it, but there's a big difference between 5 and 50. 5 and 20. The difference between 5 and 200 is astronomical in many respects. But even at 5, if you want to be sort of a proper property manager, as most do, you have to be timely, accurate, and professional, for sure. You should always be efficient, but usually we're not. And what becomes relentlessly unforgiving is this efficiency requirement. The higher you go. Here's a sort of a crazy metaphor, but imagine you're on a rowboat in a pond and you've got a little hole in your boat and you've got your 5 properties and it's just you and maybe one other person. You can continue rowing that boat and you can bail it out. But the more people, the more business, the more pressure you put on that boat, the more that hole or those little holes are going to matter. And you're going to sink. You're going to sink if you aren't absolutely focused on always increasing your efficiencies. So that's one key difference. And that starts and maybe even ends with looking at your entire workflow and understanding which parts are well addressed by the technology that you currently have, which parts maybe are not, And the answer isn't always necessarily to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Okay, my PMS doesn't have exactly this. Sometimes mm-hmm. exactly this is nicely provided by an integration solution, a niche integration sure. solution. So it's really just about making sure that that workflow is nicely catered to in every way that you can think of you need, and make sure you are embracing that and that you yourself are efficient. So there's always three things, right, in the mix. There's technology, there's people, process, and technology. There's these mm-hmm. three things. And for me, I think, you know, the key to growth is efficiency in that equilibrium, getting them all to work just the right way.
Yeah, makes sense. We talked obviously a bit about complacency and that being a big sort of challenge with integrating, I guess, any technology really. But what are some other sort of pitfalls do you see property managers falling into, you know, after they kind of start to utilize a PMS? Like, what are they kind of missing out on, or what sort of things aren't they utilizing fully that is a sort of trend that you might be seeing?
Sure. Well, we've talked a lot about the utilization or underutilization of the PMS. It isn't always related to the PMS. It isn't always that. Sometimes property managers fall behind because they're not looking closely at their market. They're mm-hmm. not looking closely at their competitors. Or maybe they haven't actually thought through their strategy. And part of everyone's strategy should involve looking at and deciding what they want to be very good at.
Yeah.
Right. Instead of trying to, okay, yeah, absolutely. You have to be pretty good at everything for sure, as we've already discussed. But what do you really want to be excellent at? Mm-hmm. And it's picking and choosing those areas and really working very hard at them. For some, that's the guest service, right? It's all about the services and the quality of the guest communication, et cetera. Others will carve out a strong niche for themselves by really being an ambassador into their local market in terms of providing local information, referrals to restaurants and events and activities and things like that. For others, it's price. Right, mm-hmm. It's price. For some, it's efficiency and flexibility. So it's really picking and choosing and knowing what you want to be good at. The technology we've already, I think, touched on there, but it's continually renewing and reinventing yourself. Right, so you can be good at 10, 30 properties, but then it's time to review your strategy, to review your technology, to review your efficiency again, over and mm-hmm. over. And the last thing to finish this off is start that process early when you're small mm-hmm. so that you've instilled that discipline in yourself yeah. and your small business. It's much easier to do that and to grow than it is to find yourself with 40 or 50 properties and you're working the old yeah. way and yeah. then you have to reinvent yourself.
That's a great point. So I guess my last question is really just looking into the future a bit. How do you see PMSs continuing to evolve and what sort of like pie in the sky ideas do you envision for like what the software could do or look like in, let's say, 5 years?
Sure. So three things immediately come to mind. Number one, there's always going to be a big unknown there. And especially in our industry, it is still so rich in diversity in terms of yeah. the different needs and requirements based on different markets, different portfolio sizes, different acumen and experience of the property managers and so forth. So sometimes we never know what's coming around the corner. And I think our industry, you have to allow for that. And that's one of the reasons I like working in it yeah. so much. When we think we're just about finally done, our customers have new ideas. They always do. They mm-hmm. always do. And that's another thing I would emphasize is from the last question is work with your PMS provider like a partner. Yeah, push them professionally and politely to always be enhancing and addressing your ongoing needs. But two other things in terms of trends. Of course, everyone's talking about AI right now. AI absolutely has its place. It's doing some interesting things, I would say, around the edges. Call me an optimist for humanity, but I don't see AI replacing property managers or PMSs anytime soon. Anytime soon. I do think there will be some interesting surprises there. There has to be, right? But I think PMSs and property managers are here for a long time, certainly with the 5 years that you mentioned.
Yeah. The
last thing is less talked about, but I'm absolutely convinced it's coming. It's got to come. Is more of a convergence between traditional PMS systems, channel managers, et cetera, and a social media type of ecosystem that will better enable. So you've got the tools, but a social media type of ecosystem that could better enable property managers providing different functions and being in different places, et cetera, to work on a more collaborative basis. Staff as well, housekeeping, maintenance could plug into that. And I know there's actually some of that going on in those areas, but I think it could be much, much bigger. And if there's any investors out there that sounds good to, give me a call. I've got lots of ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome.
So yeah, those are two trends that I see, AI and there's got to be some kind of social media ecosystem that's coming, I think.
Gotcha. Cool. Anything we didn't touch on that you wanted to kind of convey to our listeners?
Well, we talked a bit about strategy. We talked a lot about tools. I think it's, you know, an exciting industry. Yeah, it has its ups and downs. But absolutely. Have your strategy in order. Keep abreast of what your competition's doing. Leverage your technology and make sure you're being as efficient as possible.
Yeah, awesome. Ooh, one more question. Where's your favorite vacation destination?
Well, I'm biased because I have a home in Hawaii. So okay, it's the big awesome. Island of Hawaii. Yeah.
Well, very good. I mean, you can't fault you for that one. I love Hawaii. It's amazing. Well, thank you so much, Dave. It's been a pleasure to speak with you. We'll catch up soon, I hope.
Likewise. I appreciate the opportunity. It's great talking with you, Alexa.
Great. Thanks again.